The federal government currently has a group long-term care insurance program that's available for federal employees and retirees and their parents and spouses and adult children. And that the current program is being phased out, and then a new program is going to be available on October 1st. It will be the only one available come October 1st. And what's important is the new program is likely to be a lot more expensive than the existing program. And in order to apply for the existing program, applications have to be received by mail at the appropriate place by September 30th. Online applications are no longer being accepted. And actually, I got online today, and I couldn't even see where you could get the application forms online anymore. Looks to me like you have to call the 800 number, or they'll send you the application forms, and you have to get them back by September 30th.
So, Art, why would you want to apply now for long-term care insurance that's going to change?
Because if you apply now and your application arrives in time, you lock in your ability to get the current program.
I see.
We haven't seen much detail on the new program. You know, when the new program, when we see the details that that seems more attractive, then people can just apply for the new program. They don't have to take the old program that they applied for this month.
And
you
what
know,
do
so
we
it leaves them in the position to be able to make a choice. If you don't get your application in on time, you don't have a choice. You'll have to get the new program, which may or may not be what you want. And let me say that anybody applying for long-term care insurance should compare the federal policy to what they can get individually to see what will be the best deal for them.
And what's the motivation in the first place for changing programs? Do we know why the government is deciding to do this?
Well, they really don't have any choice. The people that provide the federal group program only have a 7-year contract to do so. That 7-year contract actually already expired. The two companies that provided the original contract, John Hancock and MetLife, did not renew the existing contract. And actually, the new contract is going to be provided by John Hancock. MetLife decided not to continue for reasons that I don't know. And the new contract is another 7-year contract. So 7 years from now, we'll be going through the same thing again. One of the advantages of getting an individual contract, you know, privately, not through the federal government, is it's a permanent contract. It's not a 7-year contract.
And let's just say, for instance, a federal employee retires or leaves service. Can they bring their long-term care insurance with them?
Yes. It does not depend on their continued federal service. And actually, if their relatives want to apply and they're eligible, the employee or retiree does not have to apply for his or her parents and adult children and various other relatives to apply.
And what if you decide to become, I mean, this sounds far-fetched, but what if your conditions change of your work such that you're more vulnerable to a problem, like you become a paratrooper or something? Would that affect the insurance coverage?
It does not affect your ability to get the coverage, either in the private sector or through the federal government. But keep in mind that anybody who's been an employee for more than 60 days has to go through full underwriting. That means a full health care check. And another reason to apply now is that, you know, it's based on your health today. And even a month from now, maybe something came up that would prevent you from getting a long-term care insurance, either temporarily or permanently.
We're talking this morning to Arthur Stein, certified financial planner, about your federal long-term care insurance. And as Art said, you have until the end of September to get your application in for the current long-term care insurance, and as it changes, you then might have the option to move to the new one if you like its terms better. But are there any concerns about long-term care insurance? Have there been any, you know, Tom is talking about, you know, if your personal situation changes or you become ill, things like that. Have there ever been stories that people's long-term care insurances have been altered because of their medical conditions or anything like that?
In the individual market, the people get an individual policy. It's a binding legal contract between the insurance company and the insured. The insurance company can never change it for any reason. They can never reduce someone's benefits. and they can never raise an individual's premium because they had it, they received benefits or their health changed or for any other reason. Now, with all long-term care policies, if the company thinks it's losing money on its long-term care policy, they can ask the state insurance commissioner in each state for permission to raise all the premiums for everybody in the state who has the identical policy. But it's not like auto and homeowners insurance where we're scared to put in a claim because we know that the insurance company can drop us or raise our premium or whatever. That does not exist in long-term care insurance, and it's one of the huge advantages of these policies.
And so what's your recommendation? Does this federal policy that they currently have, not the new one that's coming that we don't know details about, but does the current policy offer enough for people to sign on? Is it a good policy?
Absolutely. And, you know, what I suggest to people all the time is, you know, you're under a deadline here. Go ahead and sign up for the current one and then go out and compare the current policy and the new federal policy to what you can buy individually. If you decide to buy an individual policy or the new group federal group policy, you just decline the coverage that they approve you for. You know, you don't have to take it just because you applied. But if you apply, then you've locked in your ability to get it.
Well, thank you.
Hedge your bets.
Yeah, exactly
hedge
right.
Hedge your bets.
See, I think long-term care policies are just, I think they're very important. I think especially as baby boomers are looking at this healthcare debate more and more, you know, it should enter into your consciousness that maybe this would be a good hedge for your bet in the future.
Yeah, it's critical for retirees and people getting ready to retire. I just spoke to a group of CSRS employees yesterday, and, you know, they have such a great pension. They've got great health care. What could go wrong? Well, long-term care. If they need a lot of long-term care, it could ruin them financially. It's the one thing that could go wrong in their lives.